Afternoons with Scotty K.
So I think Parmalee tried to kill me. I'm not sure. You can be the judge. So here's what I'm going to ask you in a second, though. If you have any tricks that you've learned or that you use to avoid having to take drink after drink after shot after shot after drink, and you have a secret little way to do it, 312-946-4995. Now, the guys from Parmalee is super fun. They were at Joe's Live on Friday night. I was out there, got to go hang out with those guys and have a little conversation. They played me some new music that they were working on, and we just had a good old time right before. They like to party. They like to get a little rowdy before they go on stage. So we're on the bus, playing music, and just having a really good time. And before I know it, they're handing me a drink. Then they're handing me another drink. And then they're like, Scotty, let's do shots. I drove there by myself to hang out with them. Wasn't staying all night out to party. And I'm not a big drinker in general, so I don't have the tolerance that they think I had. I don't have on the road with Parmalee tolerance. So the trick that I use, and I used to use some of these when I would do a lot of the bar gigs, and I would love to take a shot and drink with everybody, but I can't. All right, I'd be dead. All right, I weigh 145 pounds. I'm not gonna live through this. So I take the shot because they want to do these celebratory shots, and I wasn't gonna be the bummer, wasn't gonna kill the vibe before the show. So I take the shot and then pretend like I was chasing the shot with my drink and kind of spit it back into the drink. Basically, ended up drinking my own backwash most of the time. But that's the only way I felt like I could survive this whole concert. Yeah, I feel like a little bit of a wuss, but I also wasn't trying to die on the ride home. So what I want to do now is, I know I'm not alone when it comes to being a person that doesn't always want to get sloshed every time you do something. So what are some tricks that you know to avoid having to drink, but also having to avoid kill the vibe or ask the questions? You know, people always say that sometimes they put Sprite, but they throw a lemon in there, so it looks like a vodka Sprite, things like that. Are there any other tricks? 312-946-4995. Mary?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my daughter and my niece, what they do with the shots, they throw them over their shoulder.
Yeah, I feel like that works if you're like outside, but if you're in someone's house, that feels rude, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to get away with that. But I yelled at them, I said, you're wasting alcohol and someone's money who bought you them shots.
Yeah, I feel like they would have been like, I'm sorry, did you just throw a drink on our chairs? Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. You have a great night.
All right. Chris in Williamsville, how do you avoid taking the drink when you just don't feel like it?
Make friends with the bartender and have him hold the booze. Mixed drinks works all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one if you're at like a bar. However, if you are just at someone's house or partying in a backyard, wherever you are, that's a little more difficult.
Well, just start making your own.
But that's a good one because I used to tip the bartenders a little extra. I'm like, hey, we're all doing shots. Fill mine with Coke or fill mine with, you know, water or whatever it is. Right, yeah.
Yep.
And then people are like, dang, I'm 10 shots in. I'm like, oh, me too.
Usually you're with people who are so drunk anyways, they don't realize there's no alcohol in yours.